In this bulletin, officials in Afghanistan say an earthquake has killed at least 250 people. The federal government to roll out a new vaccine campaign in 32 languages. And basketball star Lauren Jackson comes out of retirement for this year's World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 250 people are dead after a powerful earthquake near the southeastern city of Khost. More than 150 people are reported to have been injured. A new advertising blitz will be launched to increase Australia's uptake of COVID-19 vaccines this winter. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says the campaign will target 6 million Australians who've not yet received their third vaccine dose. He also says the targeted media campaign will focus on parents and the Indigenous community.
There is still a gap between the general population double dose rate and Indigenous Australians double dose rate. It's running now at about 15 to 20%, and I fear that gap is substantially higher for a third or booster dose. My focus right now is what measures can we put in place to get us through this winter period where you've got the coexistence of flu and still very high rates of COVID impacting our hospital systems.
The campaign will be available in 32 languages. Australia's energy market operator says it will gradually lift the suspension of the national energy market. The development comes after it took the extraordinary step of seizing control of the market last week. While the risk to the East Coast has eased for now, Federal Energy Minister Chris Bowen warns that challenges remain.
It is, I think, a prudent and carefully managed approach to return to more normal market conditions. Risks remain in the system, and I know that AEMO remains very vigilant about what needs to be cared for in the coming days. Also, I've spoken this morning to the Australian Energy Regulator, Claire Savage, who will continue her very close activity and monitoring of the behaviour of generators and ensure, again, that consumers' interests are put first.
Former New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro could be blocked from taking up a taxpayer-funded job in New York until a parliamentary probe into his appointment is completed. Labor has announced it will launch an inquiry into Mr. Barilaro's appointment to the $500,000 trade role in New York amid claims of jobs for mates. Last week, the government announced Mr. Barilaro had been appointed to the state's Senior Trade and Investment Commissioner role to the Americas, one of six roles the ex-Nationals MP created while Trade Minister. New South Wales opposition leader Chris Minns has told Sky News there are serious questions to answer.
He shouldn't take up that position. We don't understand how he got the position in the first place. It doesn't seem like anyone inside the New South Wales government is taking responsibility for the appointment to New York. We're expected to believe this global search of the entire world took place to try and find the best person to advocate on behalf of the state of New South Wales in New York. And they happened to pick one of their friends, John Barilaro.
Victoria has become the first state in Australia to officially ban the use of the Nazi swastika. The Victorian Parliament passed the new laws last night, with those who break them facing fines of up to $22,000, 12 months in prison, or both. New South Wales has also introduced similar legislation, along with Tasmania, Queensland and South Australia, in response to a resurgence in neo-Nazi and far-right extremist activity. Victoria's Attorney General Jacqueline Symes has told Parliament the bill sends a message of inclusiveness, tolerance and peace.
We are immensely proud of this landmark legislation to ban the public display of the Nazi hate symbol, the Hakenkreuz. We know that this is a symbol of anti-Semitism, hate and division. The message it sends is incredibly harmful and damaging to our whole community, and in particular, our Jewish community. This type of harm is completely unacceptable in a society that is proudly democratic, diverse, multicultural and multi-faith.
Religious versions of the symbols tied to certain faiths remain legal, while there will be some exceptions for historical purposes, education and art. The La Niña weather event has officially ended after a shift in the Pacific Ocean, but meteorologists warn it could be back later in the year around spring. The Bureau has declared the weather pattern over after months of it causing large rainfalls across Australia. Meteorologists say they made the conclusion after observing winds, sea surface temperatures, and temperatures beneath the surface in the Pacific. To sport, and legendary Australian basketballer Lauren Jackson has been named in the Opal squad for this year's World Cup. The 41-year-old retired 9 years ago and will link up the squad's camp next week ahead of the major event in September.
I've only been named in the squad. I think, you know, I've got to get through that week of training and I could fall flat on my face, you know. So I think in terms of leadership, I definitely have a different perspective now. You know, I'm a mum, I'm a working mum. I guess I love the game now for what it is. It's not my profession anymore.
Jackson is widely regarded as Australia's greatest basketballer, winning 4 Olympic and 3 World Championship medals. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.